let me tell you about 1910, when Whitehead and Russell took up their pen and wrote Principia Mathematica, 362 pages to prove that 1 and 1 are 2. They built it all from set theory ground, axiom of choice, definition sound, logic and rigor, symbolic notation, the entire foundation of mathematical creation. After hundreds of pages of careful proof, they arrived at arithmetic truth. 1 plus 1 equals 2, they'd shown, and then they wrote, I'm not making this up, these words are known. The above proposition is occasionally useful. Occasionally useful. Well, thank God for that. Thank God for that. Crack a little pat on the back. Because if they failed, if the proof had fallen through, if 1 and 1 did not equal 2, then every equation, every formula we'd ever known would crumble into dust, we'd be alone. But we're not alone, we're safe, we're sound. The proposition's been verified and bound. Math works, the universe makes sense. We can count on this, we've got evidence. 1 and 1 are 2, and 2 and 2 are 4. I can sleep at night, I can walk out my door, knowing numbers won't betray me anymore. Then in 1924, Stefan Banach and Alfred Tarski came and tore through everything I just said with one observation, one gorgeous, terrible, maddening formulation. They said, take one solid ball, just one, use the axiom of choice, and when you're done, chop that ball into 5 separate pieces, non-overlapping parts, your cutting never ceases, then rotate them, shift them, rearrange, don't stretch or bend, just exchange their positions in 3-dimensional space, and you'll find, and I can barely say this with a straight face, you've got 2 solid balls identical to the first perfect twins where there once was 1, same size, same volume, same everything, so apparently 1 equals 2, and that's done. If 1 equals 2, then 2 equals 5, and 7 equals 1, and we're barely alive. The proposition's useless, the song is a lie, everything's pointless, I want to cry. 1 is 2, and 2 is anything, numbers mean nothing, and I can't sing about certainty anymore. 362 pages. 362 pages to prove that 1 and 1 are 2. And 14 years later, we're back in the dark. We've torn our own foundation apart. The axiom of choice, the same axiom they used, is the reason our arithmetic's been abused. I'm standing at a chopper with a chalk in my hand, writing equations I don't understand. If a ball can become 2, then what am I? Am I 1 person or 2? Should I multiply? So here we are, back at square 1, or is it square 2? I'm done. The above proposition is occasionally useful, but occasionally we're all just delusional. Believing in certainty, believing in proof, when paradox is sitting on our roof, waiting to remind us we don't know anything at all, and that's the show. 1 equals 1 equals 2 equals none, and I'm back where I started when this song begun. Occasionally useful, occasionally true, occasionally 1 does equal 2. Thank you.